Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, gang, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today with Paul Pogba, not actually him, but me talking about him, and the news that his Manchester United future is looking uncertain. The midfielder has been linked to a move to PSG and could even leave the club for free next season. Here's Moni Moni, Simon Jordan, Trevor Sinclair and Jamie O'Hara, who all think the Frenchman will leave this summer.
Across by Rashford, and there is Pogba, and he does with a flying header which Kepa Arrizabalaga cannot hold, and Manchester United lead by 2-0.
I don't think it's a disaster, because I don't think he's been an unmitigated success. Is he a very good player? Would he fit into a team that enables him to play in a certain way, which Manchester United probably hasn't done in the same way that Juventus has done? Yes. Are United going to facilitate that for him? Probably not.
I get the feeling that he probably wants, and this is based on only just a feeling, just watching him, that he wouldn't mind a move.
To bring him back to the club after knowing what you knew about him, I think that's where the first mistake was. Sir Alex Ferguson doesn't get many wrong, does he? And he allowed Paul Pogba to leave. So when you're bringing him back for that kind of money, you've got to be sure. For me, that was the wrong call.
Whilst they're the sum of all their parts, they are far bigger and far more important than Paul Pogba. He hasn't changed the direction of travel for Manchester United in the 5 years that he's been there. He hasn't made Manchester United on his own a singularly better football club.
I don't think he signs a new deal. I think he's going to leave on a free. I can just see it with the agent that he's got and the way Pogba is. I can just see Pogba leaving at the end of the season on a free transfer.
The fact that he's talking to PSG is no different from him trawling around with Erling Haaland, seeing what, when, how, if and or but.
Corner in for Bruno Fernandes! Pogba heads it in! Goal number 5 for Manchester United!
Now, if you don't want to sign a new deal at Manchester United, that's a big thing. I personally think it's probably the time, if you can get a good offer, to let him go.
I think it's been poorly managed. You know, it's not best practice for Manchester United to let a player of Paul Pogba's quality get into his final year of his contract. Now, he came back for £89 million. To let that player then leave for nothing, I think that's bull.
It's consistency. So he'll do it every 4 or 5 games, where in the Premier League, you get found out. Like, you need to be producing it every game, be that leader, be that driving force.
I look at Paul Pogba and I think to myself, this is a world-class talent. And why has it not been able to... Why have we not seen the best of him on a consistent basis? When we saw it with Juventus and we've seen it with France, he was absolutely superb. He'd been my player of the tournament.
Moving on to Leeds United now, and their former striker Mark Viduka has told TalkSport that anything is possible for the club ahead of the new season. Anything. That means, of course, getting to the moon, winning the boat race or even top six. All, of course, impossible. Leeds United finished 9th in their first year back in the top flight, and here's Viduka, the former Leeds defender Ben Parker, and Jamie O'Hara, who was on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time.
Harrison lays it infield towards Rodrigo. He's beyond Peacock Farrell, and it's a simply wonderful 4th goal for Leeds United. That was absolutely stunning in both the build-up and the execution. And Leeds United producing champagne football in the rain here at Turf Moor. It's 4-0.
To be honest, I think Leeds last season were the most exciting team of the new teams that came into the league. I mean, they did much better than everybody expected. And they played some good, exciting football, which was, you know, which was refreshing.
Alioski's into the dead ball line, into the middle, and Bamford scores! And Leeds United retain the lead!
I think the first season, they've shown with, you know, limited players, you know, let's face it, compared to some of the big clubs, you know, they don't have that sort of depth, and maybe even the finances and whatever. But I think Bielsa, for me, has shown that he can take a side, you know, coming from the Championship, and he can do wonders with them.
He's too good for Leeds United.
Well, of course he is. He's a world-class manager.
Name five clubs that he should be looking at.
Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester United, PSG, and Spurs.
Oh, we're definitely in Champions League, aren't we, next season? For me, I think it's the still cliche, just building on what you've done next year.
I think if they can get into a top six situation and he gets some European football, then he goes down as a complete legend.
For me, I would love to see them have a player who can play that final football.
European football, I think, is the next step for them.
He is able to get maximum out of his players. You can see the way that they play, that they're very, very organised. Everybody works hard for each other. And I think whoever he brings in, I mean, I haven't been looking at the signings, but whoever he brings in is just going to add to that. And, you know, if they can get some top-class players, you know, two or three players that are, you know, really good quality players, you know, they can do anything, really.
Elsewhere, Alan Wynne-Jones will captain the British and Irish Lions in Saturday's series opener with South Africa just 4 weeks after dislocating his shoulder. Warren Gatland named his starting 15 yesterday, which was the same as the team that was leaked the day before. Here's Gatland, Alan Wynne-Jones and the former 2003 World Cup winner Ben Kay, who all gave their reaction to the team announcement.
This doesn't look great, does it?
7 minutes played on tour, and the captain is down, and we're talking about Alan Wynne-Jones. We're talking about 148 Wales caps, 7 Lions test caps as a starter, plus 2 more as a replacement.
It was bordering on surreal. So to be here and taking the knocks and bumps and being in amongst it with the group, it means more. I'm not going to lie, it means more in the fact of I'd spent 2 weeks with the guys and was getting to know people. We were bedding into the rugby, you know, for those 2 days. That was my tour done.
Some breaking news from the British and Irish Lions camp. Initial tour captain Alan Wynne-Jones will return to play with the squad after recovering from a shoulder injury.
I just think it shows what he's been as a player, but not just for Alan Wynne, but for this whole squad. Being out here and playing for the Lions, it means a huge amount.
It's huge. I think it just seeing people like that coming back through the door gives everyone a lift. And then walking back in, it almost feels like everything's falling into place for you.
Knowing Alan Wynne as a friend and captain, you know, someone I play with regularly, it's, you know, he is like the ultimate professional. He would have, you know, done everything the physio would have said. He would have, you know, had the specialist advice on the shoulder. And, you know, at that point, he literally would have done, like, left no stone unturned.
The big problem for anyone like that is that nagging doubt at the back of your mind that you can't do anything about. Every time you carry the ball into the contact, is it going to hold up again? And that's where you need real mental fortitude. And obviously, Alan Wynne-Jones, with his 150-odd caps, is someone that has got plenty of that.
If they had said, hop on one leg whilst icing for 2.5 hours and then change legs and do the other side, he would have done that. Do you know what I mean? So he is the most determined and focused guy. So it's okay.
To be sitting here now and involved in the test week is everything I've worked for really over the last, I'd be lying if I say it was 2 years, it's probably 4 years. So to be sitting here now, that is a very, very special thing.
Wynne-Jones, he's up to the line. Well, they've picked and gone, and now they have got the try on this occasion, the Lions. They've gone around the edge, and Wynne-Jones is going to finally get his five-pointer on this occasion.
Probably in previous tours, you'd sort of go into the meetings and you'd have, you know, 19 to 20 players that everyone was pretty much on the same page with. But this has been completely different. There's so many players that have really made this selection really difficult for us, and that it makes it hard.
Usually this magnitude of game is in a World Cup semi-final or, you know, a quarter-final, and if you lose it, you're out. So he has 3 games to get this right.
Lovely little inside ball for Elliot Daly, who combines with Jack Conan, and Jack Conan will go in from 20 metres out.
I must say they've been absolutely brilliant in the last couple of training sessions, and no one's taken a backward step. And we had a pretty tasty training session yesterday, a little bit of niggle and stuff, and exactly what we wanted. And, you know, take my hat off to the guys that were helping that test team. They really fronted up.
And you can hear all three test matches between the British and Irish Lions and South Africa exclusively on TalkSport. The first one beginning this Saturday from 4 p.m. Now, it's just over a day to go until the opening ceremony of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, but could the Games yet still be postponed? Well, the Olympic Village has been affected by rising COVID cases, but the head of Team GB, Mark England, good name, has revealed that athletes that are self-isolating will still be able to compete if they return a negative test.
These are athletes that can go to their training venue in our preparation camp, so they can go outside, they can train with the rest of the team in the environment that we've created for them, and crucially they can be part of competition for their competition. So those athletes that are pinged and have to isolate are entirely allowed to compete.
The mark of success in the coming fortnight is not zero cases. The mark of success is making sure that any cases are identified, isolated, traced and cared for as quickly as possible.
The news that we had six British athletes suddenly put into isolation did rattle people a bit and made people panic. But actually, the infection rate within the village hasn't increased that rapidly. I think since then there's only been about another 20 maybe positives.
I would suspect we are looking at 95% chance going ahead, probably even higher. What I think we had yesterday was Toshiro Muto, who's the chief exec of the organising committee, trying to send out a message to the Japanese people that no, we're not patsies. We don't roll over when the IOC tell us to. We will do what's right for the people of Japan.
Anybody who has to isolate as a result of potentially having a contact trace from members of the public on the flight over, my message, I think, to everybody back home is they can make the field of play.
The great fear that people still have is testing positive, because that's a different ball game. That is 2 weeks out of the game.
As athletes, we knew coming here that we may have to isolate, we may get it. I called my coach straight away and I had a panic, and she was like, Jesse, don't worry. If you can't train, you're ready. All the work's been done. We're now just fine tuning. She just calmed me down, to be honest.
Obviously, there's potential for the whole thing to be completely derailed by an outbreak in the village. But at the moment, the protocols they've got in place, they're staying on top of it.
Were there to be an absolutely horrific escalation of cases within the Olympic Village and the people coming to the Games over the next couple of days, or even during the Games, then things might change.
And after bringing you the news of Anthony Joshua's fight on yesterday's podcast, the live boxing continues as Joe Joyce takes on Carlos Takam this Saturday night. Would you believe that fight is live on TalkSport?
Oh dear, it's the left eye and he's gone down. He's had enough, he doesn't want any more. And Joe Joyce is the new British Commonwealth and European champion.
Good right hand from Joyce there.
And a big left hand putting him down.
He's always dangerous. He's constantly training. He's a beast. He's always in shape. So he'll be the best version of Takam coming at me.
Left hand from Takam was good. Again, it bounces off Chisora, who's just drilling himself through these punches, but they're good for Takam.
It's a great shot over the glistening, brolic back of Carlos Takam. Just been laying waste to Fabio Maldonado.
Well, it's a tough fight for him. You know, everybody knows if Takam does come to fight, he's tough, and they believe they can win. And what's at stake is Joe's number one spot with WBO, which is mandatory to the winner of AJ and Usyk.
I'm ready. He's ready.
You're going to give a good show for the UK fans.
Fight Night Live here on Talk Sports.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care, as long as you listen. I'm back on my show, 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time alongside Darren Goff, where we will be live from Merthyr Tydfil. No one told me about this. Building up to the first test between the Lions and South Africa. Okay. Better pack me bag. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all,
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.